Journey through this course, this is Aratima. Now that we're on the 10th module, we can start looking back at what we've learned, what we've experienced directly, and reflect a little bit on it. I think it's quite important to understand the overall mechanics of waking up and how consciousness works. And we have learned a few words in this process. We call it the Yana Yoga, Tantra Yoga, Raja Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. There's subtleties, you know, Laya Yoga. There is, we talk about Christian elements, which is another form of Bhakti Yoga. And or the way it's presented, it is Bhakti Yoga. But essentially, when we look a little deeper, it is actually quite a technical process and a very complicated and esoteric and hidden description of transforming the body into light. Because Jesus Christ is also about the resurrection, the power, and the light. So the reason to be more conscious about the technicalities is so that you do not get distracted with teachings that appear different on the surface, but really aren't really much different. But the mind likes to distract us. The most important thing is knowing that you are the essence, you are that which is being, and through your mind you see the multiplicity of options and forms. And the mind can take us on a runaround. But if you can always refer back and remain centered and look at things from a still place and understand also the mechanics of the movements of consciousness, then you will not get distracted that easily because the mind will always suggest something new. It's just the way it is. Whenever there's pain or there's another challenge in life, it is easily forgotten that this is just another way to become stronger and happier. And we have a tendency to say, oh, this doesn't work anymore, and let's try something different. So understanding the mechanics of yoga, the mechanics of yoga's union with yourself, with God, with the self, if you understand the mechanics, then you are quite safe from getting distracted. So the mechanics are lie within the core line through seeing or moving through different portals. And so we have the mechanics of power and mysticism. We're working with energy. We have the mechanics of relating, of loving and unifying. And we have the mechanics of illuminating and seeing illusion and seeing that what is form is truly not form. And there are subtleties in between, you know, on the throat chakra level, it's the space and the sound. And then there is the experience of just stillness where everything comes to rest and the attention is not even from inside the core looking out, but actually it is really looking inward, which we do in meditation where we just sit and are still. So there's this merging in Tantra and the detaching, the yogic process. So you will always meet these two over and over again, and we've talked about it over and over again. And maybe you have your own words for it by now. Maybe that main tool that works for you, look at that and see, is this a tantric tool or is this a yogic tool? Become a little bit more clear, a little bit more professional maybe, let's call it, where you really have this really down. And you don't find yourself so unclear about what you're doing. Now, the most important thing you've really practiced is to be still, understanding that when you as consciousness do not move and you collapse back into yourself, that you become truly who you are. You are being then honest and real, and you are not avoiding the motions within that are emotions, energy motions, or thoughts or sensations, and you're allowing yourself to remain still. That means you as consciousness is being with what is happening. And so that's the main important thing. Now, as you are continuing with this course, or if you're not continuing with this course, continue to do the practices that work best for you. And you can go deeper and deeper into this because as you sit and just practice little things, even if it's just one mantra or your regular daily meditation practice, you will continuously discover more and more and more, and make sure to keep track of certain important milestones in your spiritual journey. It'll become something in about 10 years or 20 years or even earlier, depending on what age you are, you will notice a certain kind of a sense of home. Just thinking of your practices will give you such sense of safety and such sense of being home, at home within yourself, because they trigger this wealth of well-being and memory within you, because it is this step-by-step expansion that you have committed yourself to continue on. So just to summarize, the most important thing is to stick to the practices, to see them through, and to not get too distracted with adding a lot of new things or changing things up too much. If that happens, it should come from within your core, from within your truth. And as you advance, the spiritual practice becomes much more organic, and it's actually guided from within. It's guided from within your upaguru, your inner guru, your inner mastery, your inner teacher. And so it is really, really a fine tuning in and listening into what is your next step, where that really affects your entire life, what you do, what you eat, how your meditation unfolds, and when and what, and et cetera, et cetera. So not allowing the mind to come in at all anymore, but completely living from the core and deepening into that. So that's very exciting, and thank you for participating in the online course in this way. And if you are not continuing with this course, I wish you a wonderful continuous journey and awakening, enlightenment in this amazing time that is challenging, but at the same time, we are built and made as consciousness to meet this time. So we will meet on the inner planes or on the outer planes. And God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.